USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an in-person roll call vote, Republicans officially renominated President Trump to represent their party on the ballot November 3rd in the presidential election.
I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
The vote was a mere formality as Trump ran virtually unopposed, winning every GOP delegate except for one in Iowa that went to former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. The president also reminded the country that he would be running as the law and order candidate.
But we will also be a country of law and order. The crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end.
The Republican National Convention runs through Thursday, and the president will give his formal speech Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wade Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Former New York Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, once the most powerful politician in the state, started his prison sentence after years of fending off going behind bars. He was sentenced earlier this year to 6.5 years behind bars in a corruption case. The Democrat was ousted as Speaker in 2015 and convicted later that year, but appeals continuously kept him out of prison. The man who gunned down John Lennon outside his Manhattan apartment in 1980 has been denied parole for an 11th time. Mark David Chapman was denied after being interviewed by the parole board. Chapman, now age 65, is serving a 20-years-to-life sentence at Wendy Correctional Facility east of Buffalo. Chapman shot and killed the former Beatle on the night of December 8, 1980. Hours after Lennon autographed an album for him, he has previously said that he feels more and more shame each year for the crime. Chapman's next parole hearing is scheduled for August 2022. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The U.S. government's Road Safety Agency is now offering a smartphone app that will alert drivers if their vehicles are recalled. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is scheduled to roll out the free app for both Android and Apple phones this weekend. Owners key in or scan their 17-digit VIN number, and the app will search the agency's database for all recalls. If there is one, the app will send an alert as soon as it's made. People can also add child seats, trailers, and tires, and the app will check those as well. Private services such as Carfax already offer similar apps for vehicle recall, but this is the first for the NHTSA, which is part of the U.S. Department of Transportation. Owners already can go to www.nhtsa.gov and check the database for recalls. Pop singer Katy Perry has given birth to a baby girl named Daisy Dove Bloom. The superstar and her partner, actor Orlando Bloom, got UNICEF to announce the news on its Instagram account. Both Perry and Bloom are goodwill ambassadors for the United Nations agency that helps children. In the Instagram post, the couple both spoke about how fortunate they were to have had a peaceful birthing experience with great health care, something they said many families are not able to experience. The baby is Perry's first. Bloom and his former wife, Miranda Kerr, have a son named Flynn, who was born in 2011. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.